Sandy Weinman, you have the floor.
Yes. Thank you very much. I'll be brief. Look, I hear a lot of arguing going on. I, like Wendy, I ran because I was hoping we could get something done at a very critical time. We have a broken pipe in the building. We have other problems in the building. There has been very little guidance over the course of the last 2 months or so. Streaming data indicates a sharp fall off in listening pattern. And we don't have time to sit here and argue. We need to move forward. That's about all I got to say. And I'm speaking on behalf of a lot of programmers that I've heard from when I say these things. This is not just an opinion I'm rendering. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Sandy. Okay, Bob Gartner, your turn.
Well, I didn't ask to speak, but I did think of something. And y'all populated these committees, and I was denied participation in that process.
You're not being denied participation in this meeting,
Bob.
I was denied.
That's past.
Well, I can't do anything
not
about
present.
What happened in the past.
What
but
happened?
That's been rectified.
Yeah, what happened?
Stop interrupting him then.
Yeah.
Yes. Point
you're
of
interrupting
order.
Me.
What is your
and
point, Bob?
I was properly elected and denied participation in the formation of the committee. Period.
Okay, but that was yesterday. That's not today. That's not the here and now.
Really?
You are a participant in this committee as of this date.
No,
so is there a problem with your participation now?
Oh, now you're putting words in my mouth.
So, okay. Did you have something else that you needed to say that's pertinent to this committee? I can't hear you, Bob. Are you still there?
Richard, a point of information.
Go ahead, Richard.
Isn't this the first meeting of the MSRC?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, Bill Crozier, you have the floor.
Okay, thank you. You know, the meeting started 25 minutes before we even got to the agenda approval. We've been talking for 27 minutes. And we still haven't gotten the agenda approved. I haven't heard anybody offer any amendments. All people are doing is complaining and objecting and obstructing, clearly not in helping to move the things forward. So let's just go ahead and vote. Can we just vote on the agenda and move forward? Otherwise, we might as well adjourn. We're going
to
let a bullies obstruct the meeting completely. There's no point in doing anything.
No one can object when he's calling out people, when he's describing bad things about people. There's double standards. It's clear.
Out of order. Out of order.
Out of order.
Out of order. You are out of
order, but you didn't say anything about it.
Okay, so next up right now, as far as I know, the only amendment to this agenda thus far has been number one, to not elect the chair, and that's going to be at the will of the body. And number two, that Ted wants a report from the previous chair and the work that was done on the previous configuration of the MSRC committee, which will have to be delayed because we don't have that information at this time. So right now, the motion that was on the floor by Teresa Allen was to approve the agenda as amended.
Madam Chair, you forgot my point. It's Adriana Casney.
Were you making an amendment to the agenda, Adriana?
Yes.
What was your amendment?
I told you that we cannot talk about personnel that is in the agenda in an open session because it's a liability for the Pacifica Foundation.
So that would be specific to Judon's illness, is that correct? Is that what you don't want to talk about?
Well, who knows that he's ill? That's why I keep hearing Judon's illness. Who knows that Judon is ill?
Why do you interrupt me? Why do you allow people to interrupt me?
Well, it appears it's okay for some people to interrupt and others not. I would like to request that everybody stop interrupting. The question here is you do not want to discuss the situation with Mr. Boney. Is that correct? You want that removed from the agenda?
Is there a situation?
Chair. then I can make my point.
What is your point?
My point is, doesn't matter what, we cannot speak, talk, or discuss in open session any personnel people, any people that is an employee of the foundation. We cannot.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Adriana. So that would be removed from the agenda.
Exactly.
So
thank
the
you.
Amended agenda is as stands. Elect a chair, elect a pro tem secretary and or a secretary, list or determine the meeting date and time, and to list goals and time frame in order to achieve them, and last was Ted's amendment to get a report from the previous configuration of MSRC. So the vote now is to approve the amended agenda.
We
are.
We ask for the permanent chair to be removed from the agenda, Madam Chair. We need to vote on that.
Oh, my God.
We're going to vote on the agenda, and then we'll get to the chair situation after we vote on the agenda approval. So I'm going down the list. Dwayne, do you approve the amended agenda?
What is the amended agenda? Because you confused me when you included two items we just disagreed on that we said we were going to remove.
I agreed to remove the situation with Mr. Boney. I agreed to add the report by Ted, and I'm leaving the election of the chair and the election of the secretary and secretary pro tem on.
No, I won't be a part of that.
Okay, so Dwayne says no.
Standing rules.
We're going to the vote.
We'll
Dwayne says no.
Yeah, we'll deal with
Anisha
it.
Anisha Patel Adams.
Excuse me, Sandra, what you're doing is wrong. And it would not hurt to have one more meeting and let the other candidate chair the meeting as pro tem.
Out of order.
I don't see
out
why
of
you're
order.
Afraid of that or you're
okay,
afraid
Anisha
of that.
Okay, Anisha Patel Adams.
Why can you cite out of order? Can you not be out of order?
I would like to hear from Benicia Patel Adams. Do you vote yes or no on the amended agenda?
I agree with Nancy, so I vote no.
Okay. Marianne Martinez, yes or no?
Yes.
Mike Lewis?
Yes.
Bill Crozier?
Yes.
Wendy Schrell?
Yes, if you object to anything on it, you vote against it then when we get to it. Yes, on the agenda.
Bob Gartner.
No.
Lyndon Foley.
Yes.
Teresa Allen.
Yes.
Rita Washington.
Washington votes no.
Wally James.
Yes.
Deb Shafto.
Yes.
Susie Moreno.
I object because we're not following standing rules.
It's
and
in the middle of the
vote. Sandy Wyman.
And I want that noted.
Yes.
Adriana Casanave.
We cannot vote an illegal.
Nancy.
No. Nancy, no. Nancy, no.
Ted?
No.
Richard?
Yes.
Okay, so Dwayne votes no. Venetia votes no. Bob Gartner votes no. Rita Washington votes no. Susie Moreno votes no. Adriana votes no. Nancy votes no, and Ted votes no. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. No. And we've got Marianne votes yes.
11, yes.
Mike Lewis votes yes. Bill Crozier votes yes. Wendy votes yes. Lyndon votes yes. Teresa, yes. Wally, yes. Deb, yes. Sandy Wyman, yes. Richard Uzel, yes. Sandra Rollins, yes. If I can
Sandra.
Vote.
Sandra.
Yes.
I have a point of personal privilege, Chair.
Sandra, this is Susie.
Yes, Susie.
Please don't record me as no or yes. I said I object.
Okay, you're abstaining?
I object because...
Okay, so I'm going to put you down as an abstention.
Hey, no, you object. What the heck are you talking about?
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, 11, yes. So amended agenda has been approved. Next item on the agenda is...
Madam Chair, I have a point of personal privilege, if you don't mind doing me just 1 minute.
Go ahead.
So really fast, I just want to point out I'm the youngest person on this board by far, and it does not escape me that we keep voting along race lines. So I would like to ask all of you, especially the white people on this board, pay attention who you're voting with. It's clearly along race lines. There's clearly a group of racists on the board and a group of anti-racists.
Well, you're out of order, Venetia. I'm so sorry, but that's your opinion, and you're entitled to it, but you are out of order. Okay, so next up on the agenda is the election of the chair. I've called for whoever is interested in being the chair. We have one nomination that's been accepted. That's Marianne Martinez.
Point of order.
Are there any other nominations for the chair of this committee?
Point of order.
Madam Chair, I don't appreciate you cutting me off. I clearly said that was a point of personal privilege, so I don't appreciate you cutting me off.
Point of order.
I didn't lie like the others. I didn't say it was a point of order or a point of personal information. It was a point of personal privilege. I didn't deceive anyone by that, so I don't think it was right for you to cut me off.
Point of order.
Bob has a point of order. What's your point of order, Bob?
I want the secretary to record this statement of Ms. Patel Adams.
Thank you. I would like that as well.
Well, since I'm acting as secretary and nobody wants to volunteer to do that, I'm going to decline to include that racist statement that was made about people voting racist.
Well, it was not a racist
people
statement.
People are voting how they want to vote.
I think it was an
you're
opinion.
You're entitled to your opinion.
Your opinion is
not a part of the record.
So you're just going to pick and choose?
Is there anyone else interested
reported, huh?
In being the chair of this committee besides Marianne Martinez?
I'm asking for the floor.
You're a damn poor secretary, then, I would say.
Asking for the floor.
I also have eyes. I can see who's white and who's not, so it's not really just my opinion.
Adriana is asking for the floor.
Okay, I'm calling for orders of the day. We are trying to determine if there's anybody else on this call that is interested in serving as the chair.
Adriana,
that's all I want to hear. You want to be the chair, Adriana? Is that what you're saying?
Madam Chair, are you the secretary? Yes.
She's everything.
Yes, I'm doing the convening. I'm the pro tem chair, and I'm the pro tem secretary at the moment. I'm trying to find out if there is anybody interested in being the chair.
Madam Chair.
Why are you not letting Adriana speak?
Yeah, don't. Why? You know why.
Madam Chair, Matt Allen for the stack.
May I speak?
Allen for the stack.
Madam Chair.
Dwayne to the stack.
First.
Richard to the stack.
Then Teresa. Then Dwayne.
Okay, so we have Adriana, Teresa, Dwayne, Richard. Who else?
Susie. Point of order, Madam Chair. Washington. Hello? Madam Chair?
Yes, I'm here. What's your point of order?
I thought the next item should have been the election of the pro tem chair. I mean, the pro tem secretary. So that burden will be off of you.
I'm asking if there's anybody interested in being the chair of this committee besides Marianne, and so far nobody has answered that question. So I'm asking again.
We covered that a while ago. We
approved the amended agenda, which included electing the chair. So now I need to know, for the last time,
Adrian,
the next meeting starts. The next meeting starts
right
now for the governance committee, and I'm going to go ahead and move to adjourn this meeting. If nobody is going to volunteer or nominate anyone else to be the chair of this meeting.
I think that would be appropriate. Adjourn the meeting.
Madam Chair. Madam Chair.
When can I call?
Alan for the stack. Alan for the stack.
You are talking on top of me. And I have to
the next item on the agenda.
Same floor. May I talk?
That's all
can
you
we
do.
Stop you? Alan for the stack.
Linda.
Okay, so Adriana, Teresa, Dwayne, Susie, who else?
Richard was on there.
Richard?
I think I was after Dwayne.
Yes, you are. Okay, so Adriana, you've got 30 seconds. Make your point.
Yes, Madam Chair. You said that you are the secretary, and the secretary should record what happened in the meeting. A point of personal privilege, a point of order, or a point of information need to be addressed, and it's not up to the secretary to decide if they want to speak loud. And I put Rita Washington as when we shouldn't be elected permanent chair. But obviously, I talked to Maria Martinez before. She wants to be fair. She keeps the rules. Okay? Thank you.
Thank you, Adriana. Teresa?
Madam
the
Chair.
One that makes the noise is you, Linda. Who's the one making the noise? Yeah, you can see, because you have the privilege that you are not in all of us, to see who's the noisemaker. You should.
Teresa? Okay, Adriana, you've had your say. It's Teresa's turn now. Would you please allow Teresa to have the floor? Teresa, 30 seconds, please.
Madam Chair, I move that we convene this meeting next Sunday, not as a continuation meeting, but as a separate meeting, and that we vote and we continue the agenda as it is right now. Can we vote on that?
Well, there's several other people that have the floor,
Well, perhaps someone wants to quickly call the question. Thank you, Madam Chair.
I would like to call the question, but I actually don't like Sundays. I think we should discuss what day.
Madam Chair, we have the adjournment time already here, and we need to start our meeting. Madam Chair.
To adjourn.
You have
I believe there have been now two or three different motions to adjourn this meeting as it now stands. The next thing that we need to do before we adjourn this meeting is to set the next meeting date. We need to set the next meeting date before we adjourn.
You go by Madam Chair.
Madam Chair.
Do you hear my point of order?
Go ahead, Wendy.
The point of personal privilege is like if you have to go to the bathroom or something. It's not just a reason to say whatever you want to say. And point of order, I mean, a move to adjourn is amendment to the agenda, and it takes 2/3 to extend time or reduce time, right? Is that correct?
Yes,
correct.
That's
yes
correct.
You are correct.
And it's time certain.
Okay, that's
so
all.
You can't extend it.
Okay,
just
I think.
Get something done.
I think that Dwayne was on the stack, and then Richard, and then Susie.
I was before Richard, but it doesn't matter.
So, Dwayne, did you say what you needed to say?
Chair, I did not, because this meeting was supposed to be adjourned at a certain time. You're violating the rules consistently. The meeting is over because you can't debate an adjournment. You set the time for it, so live with it.
Bill for the
staff. And we have a public meeting about to come up, so I think it's really disrespectful to keep those people waiting.
Well, this will be cited in the to the PMB. All of these rules have been broken.
Okay, so
yeah, I
believe that Richard and then Susan had something to say.
To the governance committee.
Richard, did you want to say something?
The person speaking is out of order right now. Is it my turn to speak?
Yes.
Well, no. Cannot be any time because
Okay. I ask that you call the meeting to order so that I can speak.
Orders of the day, folks.
Okay. Okay. Let me speak. I would like. Okay. Please. Let me speak. Yeah. Hey. I would like to move that the election for. Wait a minute. Let me talk. Move that the election for the permanent chair be done. Two meetings from this meeting. Did you get my motion? My motion is that the election for permanent chair be done two meetings from this meeting.
Okay, Susie's turn.
About an hour late, but.
Hello?
Go ahead, Susie.
Okay, so I was just going to point out something that Teresa said again in injecting what she thinks. It's her, she thinks the intent of the standing rules are blah, blah, blah. We can't do that. So I wanted for Ted to read the rules and for us to agree on what they say. Word for word, nobody saying I think or it should be or the intent was, but read the rules.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Susie. Ted has already read the rules, and it's up to everybody on this committee to read those same rules. So I would put that onus on each person that's participating in this call.
And that's fine.
And then there has been a motion by Richard Uzel to elect the chair at two meetings from this one. We need to set the next meeting date and time, which is going to be... I will send out an email for the next date and time, and hopefully everybody can attend. And with that being said, I move that we adjourn this meeting.
Point of order. I had a motion on the table.
We have to go to governance.
Right. You should have done that 10 minutes ago.
You have to poll for the next meeting. You can't just set it by yourself.
Right.
At least give us that input.
She said she was going to poll.
Goodbye. The meeting's ended. Call us for the next one.
That's what she said. Put your ears on, Lyndon.
The meeting adjourned?
We end the meeting? What happened?
I don't know. I never heard any magic words about adjourning.
Me either. Hello, Madam Chair? Are you there? Is he gone?
I guess we're adjourned because we need to get to governance. Time for the governance committee to start.
Yes, we adjourned. All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.